The phrase tabletop game generally conjures one of two mental images: classic board games like Monopoly and Candyland, or
Dungeons and Dragons, Satan's game.
The pungent stench of mildew emanates from the wet dungeon walls.
Where are the Cheetos?
They're right next to you.
I cast a spell.
Hey, Graham, I'm not in the room, right?
No, you're outside by the tavern.
Call the dice to see if I'm getting drunk.
Yeah, you are.
Are there any girls there?
Yeah.
A blogger in Broken Arrow is working to show the wider appeal of board and tabletop games. Jason Dobson manages the website Indie Cardboard, which he says takes a different approach to game-related blogging by making the content bite-sized and more approachable than that of other websites. In another departure from other gaming blogs, Dobson says Indie Cardboard embraces a culture of collaboration, not competition.
One of the great things that I've found about the board game community is it's very much like a family. They're all very helpful, and it's this community where they're, you know, someone will be playtesting a game that they're wanting to come out, and they're like, you know, can I send you an early copy of it so you can play it? Sending this to other designers, like I said, they're competing with, so you can, and asking, you know, can you playtest this and tell me what's right, wrong, what do you like, don't like, or whatever. So this community is really tight-knit, and so I wanted to come up with a way I could leverage that, because it extends not just to the game designers, but to the people that cover games as well. It's much like a family atmosphere. And so I kind of reached out to him. I was like, here's my idea. I kind of describe it on my site as it's the last paragraph you would get in a long-form review. It boils it down. Here's what I think and why. Because my feeling is you can go anywhere with this great community, and you can get lots of videos and long reviews where people explain the quality of the components and how you play the game. There's people that are experts at that much better than I would probably ever be. So I just wanted to throw my hat in there with something different. So I've reached out there, and the response has been great. So basically what I have is like a spreadsheet that I have each month that says, you know, this week, here's the 2, 3, 4 games that I think would be cool, and who all would like to chime in there. And I've gotten, you know, a lot of people that will, you know, run sites of their own, because I'm not wanting to take traffic away from them. I, you know, actually link to them in all the articles. And so they'll, you know, write, you know, short form paragraph, and, you know, we'll pile 4 of them up. And so if someone comes to the site, they get 4 distinct opinions that are boiled down in, you know, 4 paragraphs or so, figure about 200 words each. It's a lot easier for a person to, you know, plop a video game in and sit down, you know, have a solo experience for hours on end, whereas tabletop games require someone to bring, you know, 2, 4, 5, 8 people to the table. So there's a lot more work involved, but I mean, that's the reason I really like it, is it's more of a community experience.
Indie Cardboard is still in its relative infancy. It was started a little over a year ago, and Jason Dobson is still looking for writers. You can check out the site's current content and find out about contributing your own at IndieCardboard.com or by following the site on Twitter at IndieCardboard. For KOSU News, I'm Nicole Robinson Carroll.